I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Speaking of texting, our number is 800-400-3697.
Please pull over to do it. Wait till you get there. Arrive alive.
Right.
You can wait.
Oh, that's a good arrive alive.
Right. Click it or ticket.
Yeah.
Did you get it down?
I did. Almost went up my nose, man. You almost got me, buddy.
Hi, Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Bryn, Hooman. This is intern Nicole's father, Nick.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey, Pop.
Well, hello.
Nicole,
where are you?
Your dad's on the line. Your dad's texting us.
What's your dad's name?
Put your headphones on.
Oh, my God.
What is your dad's name?
Oh, wait, let me turn on the mic. Okay.
What's your dad's name?
His name's Nick. I'm named after him.
Oh, that's Nick the guy. And Nicole,
right. Yeah, that's what I was.
Did you text in about the radio.com app?
Hi, Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Bryn, Hooman.
Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
This is intern Nicole's father, Nick. We've been listening to your show since you started in the Bay Area and love it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Thanks. Yeah, so I actually grew up on you guys every time. The carpool, how it went, was my older sister was dropped off at middle school, and so we would like listen to you guys when you would go to drop us off at daycare, and then all the way.
Wait, make us sound old.
And then when my sister and I got to high school and we got old enough to drive ourselves, we still listened to you guys.
All right,
yeah. Yay! So. The next generation of Alice listeners.
Well, Nick ripped off the knobs so they couldn't change it.
Hey, Nick, well done.
Rip the knob off.
Nick goes on to say, however, what's up with all the dead air lately on the radio.com app? It better not be because of Nicole.
Never.
Nicole? Is it because of you?
Well, he texted me, or he'll come home from work when I see him, and he's like, I tried to listen today, but I couldn't. Because when he listens in the car, yes. And then when he gets in his office, he'll put it on the radio.com app or stream it from his computer.
It's okay, Nicole. So, I got this one.
Okay.
Let me talk to Nick real quick.
Okay.
Nick,
all right.
Entercom spent over $1 billion in R&D on the radio.com app, and I'm for sure you're using it wrong.
Yeah. It's got to be user
it's
error.
It's you. Yeah.
Well, he has an Android, so maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
there
well, maybe
you go.
That's it.
Totally
oh, that's a problem.
Yeah,
there
my
you
God.
Go.
Android.
Get a real phone, Nick.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it works great on all the other phones.
Yeah.
I don't want to name them specifically, but other phones, apparently it works.
It's not us.
I told him not to text in because he texted me. He's like, should I text in? I'm like, please don't.
Oh, no. Listen, Nick, you can text in anytime you want.
Right.
You can tell us little anecdotes from your kids' lives growing up.
Yeah. I think Bring Your Dad to Work week is next week,
oh,
too.
Yeah, Bring Your Dad to Work.
Oh, he'll remind me.
Great. Good. Can't wait to meet Nick.
510 says, Memphis came into the league the same time as Toronto, but they were Vancouver then. That's what it was.
Oh.
So Vancouver and Toronto both got teams, the Vancouver Grizzlies, and then
they're the Memphis Grizzlies.
Right.
Never really thought Grizzlies made sense in Memphis.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But
Vancouver,
you know,
though, I can see.
A lot of teams have moved, though, and that's one of those, like,
keep
Utah Jazz.
Right.
That's not.
No. It's like the least jazziest place on earth.
Maybe they were New Orleans originally or St. Louis, but either way, they moved from somewhere to Utah.
Right.
And kept the name Jazz.
Yeah.
But for a while there, they had a picture of a mountain on their logo and the Jazz underneath it. Like,
ooh.
Should have just changed the name. Like, why didn't you?
Sure.
You stole the team. You should have, you know, moved on. But
right.
Whatever.
Got a new name.
Oh, my God. Sarah, hotline bling, eh? LMAO. Whoa.
Oh, good. Thanks.
I'm with Vinny. Hashtag Team No Drake. He's the enemy.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But he likes us, so we keep him. He's our unofficial mascot, eh?
Hello Sunshine is the first song off the Springsteen's new album.
That was the one that we played then, I think. There have been a couple.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sarah's Canadian accent is hilarious.
Oh, thanks, eh? Let's go get a brew, eh? Mickey's big mouth. Would they say mooth? Mouth. Mooth. I don't know, eh?
You would know.
Sorry about it.
You should know. You don't ask other people.
Sorry.
You're the only one.
Let's put some rush on, eh?
Oh, I'm with that.
I'm not kidding.
You can't believe I sat there listening to that record in heaven. Mm. I didn't finish the story. I put on Moving Pictures and was like, and it's on vinyl, and it's
so
and no one's in the house, and I'm just like, yes, I can crank this.
My son, the other day, we got in the car for me to drive him to school, and I always I give him my phone. He just puts on whatever.
This is Yeah Right.
Yeah Right. He puts on whatever crappy music he wants to, and he kicked this on. I'm like, oh my god! I turned it up loud. And we rocked out to Rush, went right into Red Barchetta, and then YYZ. And I said to him, I go, you know, this is the stuff you should buy on vinyl because these are albums that are meant to be listened to. He goes, yeah, I do. I listen to it straight through on Spotify. I'm like, oh,
okay, that's not what she meant, young man. But you know, since you're gonna pay for all of our retirements with your hot hits when they start coming,
that's right. Oh.
We'll let you say whatever you want.
I have something to tell you off the air about him.
Oh my god!
It's not that exciting. Don't say anything. I'll tell you off the air.
Is Dirty Laundry about to do a show?
I'll tell you off the air.
He got signed.
Speech therapy, right?
Speech therapy. The band broke up. They broke up.
Oh.
Yeah.
They never performed.
They never
out.
Even did it.
They didn't continue on. One of them got busy and the other one's in another band.
Oh man.
I know. Don't worry, guys. He's working with this other kid now.
Oh. There you go. Death Angel totally matches your morning show, and Vinny is showing his true music preference without kissing Jane's behind.
Oh,
I love Jane's behind.
No wonder you kiss it so much.
Yeah.
Hear that, Jane? He loves your behind.
Jane!
You're playing the game. Come over here.
How to get by its real name.
Oh, Jane's actually here?
Yes, she's here.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe that
you just don't
feel the same. I'm Jane.
And now, coming live from the Alice Airwaves, since you've ripped the knob off, it's all you're going to hear. Welcome, Jane.
Good morning. People seem to think that Vinny kisses your ass.
Oh. Does it feel good?
I don't have any recollection of that happening.
It hasn't
he's
happened.
He's sneaky. You can be doing it and you don't even realize it.
Oh, really?
I didn't even You just sit in your chair and you're like, oh.
God, this chair is so comfortable
is there
today.
A reason here?
I think this chair might love me.
I think we're all in agreement that we let Jane be the music picker because she's the best at it, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Jane, that's Sublime with Rome. Listen to that one song. That's I'm obsessed.
That's not the sentence that we agreed upon.
Oh, what was it?
Katy Perry sounds so good today. Oh. We love it.
That's right.
I agree. Full agreement.
Two thumbs up.
Vinny just runs into the window with two thumbs up. When you were doing the rip the knob off thing, there was a radio station that I used to listen to when I was a kid, and their slogan was, pumping the wattage into your cottage.
Oh, funny. Oh,
yeah, so I think that
write
should
that
be.
Down.
Yeah,
well,
can we
yeah,
get that?
Yeah, can you?
It's Alice 97.3, pumping the wattage into your cottage. I like it. When we did it together, it sounded like a good
right,
effect.
Right,
all right. There it is.
Yeah. Turn it up. Okay.
Right. Pumping the wattage in your cottage.
There you go.
That's
yeah,
nice.
You'll have to add that, friend. Yeah. Where was that?
That was Reno, Nevada. Thanks
oh,
so much.
Wow. Reno.
All yeah. right. Yeah. Yeah.
Reno. A lot of cottages in the Reno area.
There's somebody out there right now going, oh,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to take my ass back to my office.
Thank you, Jane.
Vinny's lips will reach. Yeah, Vinny's lips will reach over
He
there.
Slides them under the door. They sneak up under your chair.
May I get a birthday shout out to my son, Tyler, who's 13 today?
Oh, happy birthday, Tyler. 13 years old. You're a teenager officially.
He's been listening to Sarah and Vinny his whole life.
Oh, that's a good mom right there. Or dad. It's a good parent.
Mm-hmm. I passed your show on to a friend who now listens all the time. We talk about your show together. Can you shout out to Saul? Call him Salty.
Oh, Salty.
Hey, Salty.
Hey, Salty. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate you. Thank
you.
We do. You.
Everybody who listens, you don't even know. We have deep appreciation.
A large portion of the show turned llama. I don't know how that happened.
It happened because of Michelle Berg. We call her Michelle Llama.
Yeah, Michelle wanted... What did you tell us that it was Rebecca's idea?
Yeah, right. Put,
people are saying they're big with the kids these days. Uh-huh.
So Llama sure Llama is a TV show that my kid watches.
It's Llama Llama. Oh, is that like the books?
And I think it is Llama, like Llama the books. There's a series of Llama Llama kid books. Llama Llama Red Pajama. They're so
cute. So we're
just
trying to trick the kids into this is good. That's solid PR. Good job, promo department.
We're
get the kids.
Target marketing the youngsters.
Listen, turns out we're down with llamas. I didn't realize, but we are.
Llamas are the new cigarette.
Just smoke one today.
Just healthier.
Yeah.
I was already looking them up.
They're
pajamas.
Almost as smelly. Oh, you get some llama pajamas?
Uh-huh. For a pool party.
Yeah. Shout out. It's my daughter's 21st. She's heading to Vegas this weekend to celebrate. Happy birthday to Maddie.
Be careful, Maddie. Don't do those 21 shots.
Oh, don't do 21 shots. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, people do it.
But get good and ripped. Have a great time.
Well, be careful.
Have a plan.
Yeah. Have some good friends with you who aren't going to abandon you in your moment of need. Or take off your clothes and write on you with Sharpie.
Vinny, flushing for... Oh, man.
Don't let it happen to you. Don't be that person.
Don't be Vinny.
Right.
I went out with her for 4 years, though. That's the weirdest part of that story is that we ended up together.
It was a volatile relationship.
Yeah, didn't work out. Vinny, flushing for her is not teaching her. Bring her back in and make her do it.
Yeah.
Well, half the time I'm like, first of all, shocked at how big that thing is.
Okay.
She's just a little girl.
It's a lot of info. You know, I'll tell you something. I used to think it was cute talking about my kids, too, until they were like, don't talk about me anymore.
Oh.
You got to be careful.
You talk too much about their poop?
Apparently.
Okay.
Must have. Didn't like it. Now I'm not allowed to put them in any of my Instagram posts. I'm not allowed to tag them in anything, and I'm not allowed to talk about them. That's why I'll tell you that one thing off the air. he's gonna be mad I even mentioned it.
I can't wait to hear it. Mm. I'm almost done. Sarah, Nosferatu is a vampire. They don't age. That's why Quinto can play the part.
Oh, well, is it? I think he's an older man in the book, but I guess maybe that could just be my perception of him.
Mm. Vinny, how's Chernobyl? I keep wanting to watch it and haven't gotten around to it yet. I haven't either, but I plan to.
Oh, well, if that was the last show you watched, that's what your
it's not.
Your part would have been called.
Endgame is what I last watched, besides sports.
Yeah.
That's what I've been on lately.
I saw the first episode of Chernobyl, and it was interesting. I didn't even go back to it, though, so I probably should.
Couldn't have been that interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, I was falling asleep just because it was bedtime. But two or three episodes, Vinny, is it?
I think it's like a mini series, three or four.
Okay.
What channel is it on?
HBO.
Oh.
And I only know of it because the ad played before the finale to Game of Thrones.
Mm. They've been showing Game of Thrones, the makings of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we're going to watch that this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Watch like I think it's called the Last Watch or something.
You know what? On my TV, it just says Game of Thrones.
Okay. I'm going to look.
Yeah.
OMG. Vinny said bunk. I haven't heard that since the late 70s in high school. Everything was bunk. LOL.
Yeah, bunk is... I've heard you say bunk before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've carried most of those words into adulthood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have. Just the way it goes.
We used to play a dice game called Bunko.
Oh,
yeah.
Heard of that.
I think I've heard of that, too.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with something being bunk, though. Bunk just means it's BS.
Yeah.
Have you... Someone's suggesting something, and I don't know how... Have you seen a doctor about the rash you got?
No.
Did you see this thing about someone saying it might be shingles?
I did see that.
Shingles?
I don't think so. I mean, it's definitely improving from the other day. I know. I want to touch it, and I know I shouldn't
touch it.
Well, shingles, they say anybody who's ever had chicken pox is at risk of having shingles.
Yep.
So if you've had chicken pox, you might get shingles. And they say shingles hurts like a huckabuck.
Yep. Mm.
Like
very
it
painful.
Is
I just
super
always thought
painful.
Shingles was on your
abdomen.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about it.
I've never heard it on your face.
Shingles sounds terrible.
Just think it was an allergic reaction to those flowers.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. It's on your face, and you got poked by the thorns.
Yeah.
What kind of flowers? What do they weave poison ivy into that?
My lady area would be called Southern Charm.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, my hoo-ha is named Bob's Burgers.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Hooray.
All the texters say CBD will not get you high. Calm down, you guys.
Oh, can I say something about that? Isn't that Mel Gibson saying go have something to eat?
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching Signs the other night, totally randomly. Like, we sat down, turned on the TV, and it just started. I'm like, let's watch it. There's actually a scene in that where he's screaming at everyone to eat their food.
Oh.
He's freaking out because it's like, you know, the night that the aliens are coming. And he's like, yeah, and we'll eat it because we made it. I'm like, oh my God, he's the guy who yells about food in real life too. Should see if you can find that from Signs.
It's funny, as long as you're not in the house where he's screaming at you to go get something to eat.
All the kids are crying in the scene. It's, you know, seems totally real.
All right, I got to listen to Sarah tell me something off the air.
All right, we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun Friday show we had today. Good times, people.
Yay. I'd like to thank Jane for making an appearance on the show today.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
And I'm sorry I didn't proofread that text before my big mouth opened and read it on the air. And then now I'm just.
About how you kiss her ass all the time.
Yeah, I'm not kissing anybody's ass. She's just a great, she's the best music picker on the side of the Mississippi.
Or on the planet.
On the planet, right.
What's that sound?
I don't hear anything. Anyway, thank you, Jane, for your time today. I know that you had to stop doing whatever it was you were doing at your
desk. Sure, that was important, music. Right.
To come in here and be tortured by these people. So, I hope you have a great weekend, Jane. And, everybody else, too.
But mostly Jane, right, Vinny?
Yeah, mostly Jane. All right.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and clear the way for you to get to her office real quick. I don't want to get in the way of that.
Uh-huh.
Have a good one, you guys. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.